Get into barbecues galore before Labor Day's over.
I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Welcome back.
And Carol writes, hey, two pop-up stoppers. I'm using Mia pop-up stopper. It works to some degree, but doesn't block all pop-ups. If I add another, can both work at the same time? If one is good, two must be better.
Gooder.
And what's the consensus here in geekdom?
I don't know.
Fix it until it's broken.
I would tend to think, Carol, that the way these pop-up stoppers work, you probably don't want multiples. You probably only want one because they both have to be running in the background, monitoring, and then jumping in. And
it's like if you got a city cop and a county sheriff both trying to direct traffic, and one of them thinks that he's the guy in control. No, I'm in control. It just doesn't seem like it's going to work out well.
You better be careful about your analogies, man. Somebody's going to knock on your door.
You get pulled over on the way.
Hey,
back.
Did you say something about the county?
Speaking of emails, I got one, and this is going to ruin
name. We didn't finish. Carol. Unload that Mia pop-up stopper and try the EMS Free Surfer that we've got a link to. And
I thought that was obvious by saying two is not good.
No.
Sorry, my bad.
No, we didn't finish. Okay, go ahead.
Speaking of my bad.
Your bad.
A guy named Brandon, and it's not me, writes.
Yeah.
Sure.
I got to take a deep breath for this one, because here we go. Hey, I have this problem. I don't send bombs in my email at all, and I keep getting emails from Postmaster telling me they can't send my email because it contains viruses. I'm concerned that one of my friends might get an email from me with a bomb, and I might screw up their computers, or worse, being sent to a business and taking them to me court because I caused their computers to crash. How can I stop this? I'm at a loss. An email at Hotmail, they told me to send them emails in question, but I get 20 to 30 a day, and it's all at all different addresses.
So you're saying this guy's punctuation handicapped. Punctuation challenged?
Yeah, he wrote...
Brandon's turning blue.
It hurts me. That wasn't actually that bad. I've had worse before.
Well, the first time you ran through that was pretty impressive.
We've kind of touched on this, like every week for the last month. If you're getting a lot of, hey, you sent me a virus, bounces and returns, it has nothing to do with you. So if you're getting a lot of those, just delete them. That is the fallout from the So Big Worm.
And if you missed it on our show, just pick up the newspaper or... watch the news.
Well, actually, go to the virus alert section of our website, and we actually explain it all. In fact, we did some radio with Jim Sharp, and there's a little audio clip in there. And so whichever way you'd like to do it, you can read about it, you can hear about it.
And Brandon, the guy at Hotmail.com that wrote us here, unless you want to be taken as somebody who's not very intelligent, you really ought to think about
punctuation
and capitalizing and things. I'm not saying you're not intelligent. I'm just saying
it comes across
when you write that way, it's really not more
gooder. Well, it's also really more harder for us to read it more gooder on the air.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, at least it was English this time, not leet speak or something.
Sort of.
Let's talk to Jim about his teddy bear.
Where's Jim? There's Jim.
Jimbo!
Yeah.
Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you. First caller.
Well, thanks for joining us. You got an email that said, look out for something, right?
Yes, I got this from my sister-in-law, and it says that she had been informed that, I'll read it what she said. I have been informed that I received a virus that automatically passes through email books.
Yes.
The virus is not detected by Norton or McAfee.
Of course, yes.
The virus sits quietly for 14 days before damaging the system.
Yes, and the virus has what kind of signature?
Kind of signature?
Yeah, what is it? What are you looking for?
It's probably called like JDBGMGR.exe.
Hey, I'm going to chime in, guys.
Right, exactly.
Yes, I just had this question with him the other day, and this is a hoax.
Well, actually, you know what's... You already gave it up. See, I was gonna say what's really bad about this is not only do antivirus programs not detect this, but it's been around for years, and they still haven't figured out how to detect it. And you want to know why? Because Mike already gave it away.
Yeah, she gave it away. We were going to try to build this thing up, and then put a hole in our balloon.
Yeah.
That file that the email tells you to go look for, everyone that looks for it is always going to find it on a Windows machine. You know why? Mm-hmm. It's part of Windows.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be there.
Can I delete it?
It's the analogy of, that red blinking thing on the back of your car? It's a bomb. Take it out and tell everybody you know that if they've got a red blinking thing on the back of their car, it's a bomb.
In fact, if you have a red blinking thing on the back of your car, don't ever drive your car.
Well...
I was afraid that
trade
was
it in now.
That's why I didn't want to delete it because it said if you delete
yeah,
it,
and your your sister in her attempts to be very helpful created what's called false authority syndrome in that somebody else told me this is true so it must be and she sent it on and she actually just perpetuates the problem.
Exactly.
This one's been around for I think a year and a half, 2 years. It's
spread longer than that.
Seven countries in a couple of days when it was first launched. And these are social engineering messages that people that can take advantage of people that just are, you know, that don't understand to check their sources. You know, when you get a message like this, for the most part, don't believe any of them unless you can go to a trusted source.
We're going to give you that trusted source right now so you can check in the future these kinds of things. Are you ready?
We are.
Yeah.
Huh. Who?
Well, you could check out first at our website, at our free help website, computerproblems.com. And just if you went to our free help website and typed in the name of the file it's telling you to delete, mm-hmm. you would get back great information there. But if you wanted to go even further, you could go to a website at www.s as in Sam, a as in apple, r as in rhinoceros, c as in Caledonia, or carnivorous.com.
The Symantec Antivirus Research Center. They'll have real viruses and all the hoaxes listed. So anytime you're being warned about something, do not ever mass mail. It's not your responsibility, it's not your sister's, it's not anybody's to do a mass mailing of warning people because you can't take the responsibility of being wrong. So just look at the information, research it before you act on it yourself, but never, ever, ever take it on yourself to send it to everybody you know. It's just too risky.
Yeah, that's what it says, do not open it because it'll delete the file. Instead, you shouldn't be doing this, you know, according to what...
It's a hoax.
Says, don't do it. And I figure I had reservations about even trying it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just ignore that thing completely. There's nothing you need to do. That file will exist because it should. So,
all right, Jim, good luck. And anyone else, we've got other people that have emailed in about that. It's a hoax. The teddy bear virus is not for real. It's a hoax.
Still more Computer Corner to go after the bottom of the hour news, and we'll be back after this short break.